the Lord. Amen. This is the month of December. So we are going to pray using Psalm 91 to inoculate ourselves. Hallelujah. Remember, the word of God will never fail. The word of God will not come back to him void. The word of God will always prosper. So it's left for individuals to take hold of the word of God and run with it. No matter the influenza, epidemics, no matter the plague, no matter the diseases, the word of God will put you over. So let's stand up and pray with Psalm 91. Hallelujah. I want you to personalize this Psalm 91. It starts, please, can you put it on the screen, please? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will say, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge, is my fortress, is my God. In him I trust. Surely shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers. Under his wings I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted a new day. 1,000 will fall on my right side, and 10,000 on my right hand. It shall not come near me. Only with my eyes I will behold the reward of the wicked. Because I have made the Lord, which is my refuge, the Most High my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over me, nor my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone.
I shall tread
upon the lion and the adder, and the lion and the young dragon shall I put under my feet. Because I have set my love upon him, therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high, because I have known his name. I will call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He will answer me, and he will be with me in trouble. And will deliver me and honor me. With long life will he satisfy me and show me his salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we take this Psalm 91 to immunize our body, to immunize our children's body, to immunize our uncles, our aunties, our nephews. Father, we immunize your body with Psalm 91. No evil will touch them. They will walk to the valley of shadow of death. They will fear no evil, for you are with them. Your rod and your staff will comfort them continually. And you anoint their hair with oil and cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, you believe? If you believe, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. We are going to sing a special song for everybody. We're going to sing together. Hallelujah. Sister Dora, please join me over here to sing the song, the hymn. Transition.
A lot of things are happening. To go to God's unchanging hand. That's what the song signifies. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It goes thus. Time is filled with sweet transition. None on earth or move can stand.
Build your hopes on eternal,
oh, to God's unchanging hands.
Trust.
Jesus' unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hands, build your hopes on things in time. Oh, to God's unchanging hand, unchanging hands. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, by earthly friends forsaken, to Him cling. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things in time. Unchanging hands, unchanging hands. Covet not this world vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure, they will never pass away. When your journey is completed, to God you have betrothed, bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul with you. Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Unchanging hands. Unchanging hands. Unchanging hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Dora. Hallelujah. I want to share a subject with you today. I will take time and digest it and meditate on them. I will take my subject from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. In whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. In whom we have redemption. We have it now. It's not something that is in future. We have redemption. Hallelujah. So I will go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, curse is he that hangeth on the tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Let me try and break this one down. The cause of law are in threefold: poverty, spiritual debt, and sicknesses. Jesus Christ paid it all. And he said, it is finished. It has already been settled. Paid in full. To be wrong for you to be poor. To be wrong for you to die spiritually, to end up in hell. Because when you end up in hell, that is spiritual debt. You cannot come back to God forever. The last one is sickness. Let's try and look at some scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Please put it up for me. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ became poor. Remember, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him, nothing that was made. Everything was made by him, spiritually and physically. He made everything invisible and spiritually. Now, Jesus Christ is the beginning. If he is the beginning, we can rely upon him. We can depend on him. Remember, because of what Adam did in the Garden of Eden, he decided to become Adam. It's there in the scripture. Let's look at it quickly. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He who knew no sin. I'm quoting another scripture, but let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Adam sold us to the devil. It would take Adam to buy us back. That is why he became Adam. The second Adam. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. See verse 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was a living soul. That is Adam of Garden of Eden. You see here now? He said the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That is Jesus Christ. It was because of you he became Adam. Because you are so precious to him, valuable. He left heaven and went to the cross for you and for me. So we don't need to go to hell. Don't miss heaven. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So the second thing is, okay, so I mentioned that one. The last one, I want to stress the number three, sicknesses. He paid for it. And look at the scripture. It's Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. Please put it up for me. Matthew 13. While men slept, the enemy came to sow bad seed. So while we are sleeping, the enemy will come. They try to put disease on people's body. When disease comes, when you feel pain, don't accept it. Start fighting it with the word of God right from there. Because Jesus Christ has already paid for it. Now let me ask you a question. Is there any disease that Jesus Christ cannot heal? What if bubonic plague? Can he heal bubonic plague? What about Ebola? What about AIDS? Oh, really? But why are people afraid of COVID-19? It's under your feet. Amen. Fear not, little flock. The Lord has done it all. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. God created you, raised you up at this time to overcome the world. You are not born to be defeated. You are born to overcome. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let me leave that one and go to something else. Are you here? You like me thus far? Hallelujah. Let's go to Peter. There was something the Lord revealed to me. He spoke to me, and that was 1994. I was in a workshop. I went there to fix my car in the old town Scottsdale. after I finished my cleaning service, I decided to go there. While I was sitting down, I fell into a trance. And the Lord said, if you want the best, you will get the best. But people question the word want. Do you know there's a dimension you can enter? Your desire, God will meet it. Hallelujah. What is the best of God? If he did not abandon Jesus, or let me say it this way, he so loved you and he gave Jesus Christ for you. Hallelujah. What else will he deny you? Are you still here? God will not deny you nothing if truly you love him. But there are some things God will deny of. When you know that thing will destroy you, he will not give it to you. Hallelujah. Let's try and look at this. What is the best of God? Let's see. Now, 1 Peter, is it 1 Peter? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, which is through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied. Some of you, you know arithmetic or mathematics. When you hear multiplication, what is that? Increase. So if you want grace to increase, peace to increase, love to increase, boldness to increase, go back to the Word of God. The Word of God is where you get all the ingredients you need to overcome this world. Hallelujah. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. And the knowledge of God can only be found in the Bible. Amen? Philosophy cannot give you that. The truth is the Word of God. And Jesus Christ is the truth. And you want to know more about what Jesus Christ has done for you, go to the epistles. If you read the Old Testament, we are all pointing to what Jesus Christ was going to do. And Jesus Christ came and he fulfilled that one. Now, let's go deeper. I'll share some things with you. Now, verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, according as his divine power, God's divine power has or hath given unto us all things. How many? That pertain unto life and godliness. So stop limiting God with your little brain. God is too big to fail. Hallelujah. Now, if you are in debt, the secrets are there in the Bible. God is the one who empowers us to get wet. He will give you the ability. Now, if you find a promise, go back to that promise, stay on that promise, and start sowing seed. Your $100 cannot pay $1 million debt you are owing in the house. Just follow God's instruction. As you are doing that, a time will come, God will pay it off. How will he do it? That is not a problem. Don't try and figure it out, how God will do it. Amen? Now, the thing just dawned on me some months ago that I have been limiting God. I said, Lord, speak to me through this man of God. I put on the television, somebody, a man of God up here, a black man from Chicago. I said, my, this is where I've been missing it. And the truth is there. You are waiting for God to come and then just supply all the things so that you start doing the things God wants you to do. God said, you take the step of faith. Other things will start following. Hallelujah. Like Moses came before the sea, were crying, just waiting. What is that you have in your hand? Stretch it forth, and the sea parted. That God has not changed. He's looking for you, that will believe him. Act on the word of God. Amen. Don't wait like when it comes to healing. Do you know some of us were crying, oh God, just stretch your hand, touch me now. God said, you go back to the word of God. Let your eyes rest upon what God has done. And keep meditating on it, and meditating on it, and meditating on it. As you are doing that, it will get to your spirit. Your spirit knows how to take that word of God and begin to walk in your body. It's good that anointed men of God and women of God can lay hands on you, you will receive your healing. Let me give you a testimony. Esuela J, that was some years ago. After preaching in the jail there, a lady came to me and said, please, I want you to pray for me. I said, what for? He said, must I tell you? I said, yes. I said, if you don't want others to hear, just whisper it to my ear. He said, I have AIDS. I said, okay, do you believe God can heal you? He said, yes. I just prayed for her. And I didn't recognize the lady. A day came, I went to the dormitory to see somebody else in the female dormitory. Then somebody came to me, said, please, can I see you? I said, cannot just see me like that. Tell the officer, if he gives you permission, I will see you. So the officer agreed. After I finished with the one I went there to visit, she came to me and said, you remember me? I'm that lady you prayed for. I went for a test. I was completely clean. God healed me. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord has empowered you. Remember what Epistle of John chapter 4 verse 4 says, you have got little children, for you have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, if the greater one is in you, what is he doing inside of you? He will flow through your hand and touch the sinner, the sick person. No matter the disease, Jesus Christ is still in the business of healing the sick. And he wants you to start acting on his word. Hallelujah. Remember, he sent forth the 12 disciples. Later, he sent forth the 70s. Is there in your Bible? Luke chapter 10. And he came back, gave report. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to them, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to obeying you, but rejoice because your name is written in Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. Let's stay here for do some camp meeting on this Second Peter. Now, verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life, this life we are living, and a life of godliness, resembling Jesus Christ in every area, through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. He has called you to splendor. He has called you to Christian energy, virtue. What is virtue? Christian energy. Remember when the woman with issue of blood came looking for Jesus Christ? Because she heard a testimony before that time that Jesus Christ can heal the sick. And she decided to act on the word of God. And she came through the press. And when the press are there, when the multitude are there, it's difficult to just go straight. And she acted on the word of God and found her way and touched the hem of Jesus Christ's garment. That faith pulled something from Jesus Christ. And she received her healing. Issue of blood. When I was young in the 60s, there was one woman we just see over there in the Obama Market area. In the Benin, they call it Agbite. It stinks. Where that blood is constantly flowing. So that is what that woman was having. That was in her body. He said he spent all her living on doctors. They couldn't help her. But Jesus Christ, the great physician, when the woman touched her by faith, and something happened. That same Jesus Christ is here today. The host of angels are here. Even if you cannot see them with your physical eyes, God can open your eyes to see them. Oh, that reminds me. Thank you, Lord. I shared with you last time that I saw black and white, Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't describe everything I saw. The huge image was dressed like as a high priest with that cap, with the breastplate of the 12 tribes. And he had a basket, a big basket on his left hand and something like silver on the right hand. He said, that of basket is harvest. It's harvest time, brethren. Not COVID-19. It's harvest time. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is in the business of taking over America. I'm sorry, I'm not going to preach about politics. Amen? Hallelujah. If I did in time past, I'm sorry. But I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about the business of Jesus Christ. God wants to use you to do that work. Because you are the extended hand of Jesus. He's the head. You are the body. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it possible to call this head Augustine and the body another name? Oh, really? So when you say Augustine, you know whom you are referring to. Now, Jesus Christ is Lord Jesus Christ. That same anointing that is in Jesus Christ is upon the church. That's why we are called Christ-like Christians. So we're supposed to act like Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. You are Christ-like. Don't be afraid. I think I'm running ahead of myself. Let me take some scriptures for you so that you will be able to understand what I'm driving at. Now, this is Isaiah 59, verse 20-21. I want to give you some promises. See, by whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers, sharers of God's divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay, see Isaiah 59. The Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. See the Lord. The next verse, please. As for me, this is my covenant with them, as with you. See the Lord. My spirit that is upon you, and my words that which I have put in your mouth. Your mouth, you. Who is listening to me? The words that he has put in your mouth, nor depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, that is your children, nor out of the mouth of thy seed. It's for a long time. Hallelujah. Say the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Let me pause a bit. Now, there's a scripture in the book of Ephesians. Come back to Ephesians. I gave a testimony last time in last Sunday. How the Lord healed me, delivered me. As I was praying with Ephesians chapter 1. There's a prayer there. I said you can pray for yourself. Right from verse 15 to the end. And chapter 3, verse 14 to the end. Now, see, this is Ephesians chapter 1. I want to stress something here. Verse 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospels of your salvation. In whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption or the purchase possession unto the praise of his glory. There's something that is around the corner ahead of you. See, he used the word, which is the earnest. What is earnest? A guarantee a down payment. If you want to buy a brand new vehicle or even a used one, you go to car dealership, they want your earnest. They want a guarantee or a down payment. That is what God has done for each and every one of us. God has given us a down payment. Where he's taking us to is real. What he's going to do is real. It's going to come to pass. Either the devil likes it or not. The Holy Ghost has been given. It's not another Holy Ghost coming from hell. It's already here. It's left for you to receive. Hallelujah. By the help of the Holy Ghost, you can heal the sick. You can raise the dead. You can cast out devils. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See here, it called in verse 14, it says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption. Because we are redeemed, but your body needs to change from glory to glory. Your spirit is already responding. See, the body is so used to what it's used to. It takes time to change. Let God renovate you. Hallelujah. Cleanse you and purge you. And transform you. So that you will resemble Jesus in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Last time I said something about Herod. I'm sorry because it didn't sit well with me too. I was not condemning anybody. birthday party. No. He said rejoice with those who rejoice. Hallelujah. I just want to correct that. I was supposed to have done that before I started preaching. Forgive me. Praise the Lord. The earnest. The Holy Ghost has been given. But now, remember what Jude said. Praying, building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself. Nobody will do that one for you. You have to do it for yourself. God has given you the Holy Ghost. Continue praying in tongues. There's no shame in praying in tongues. As you pray in tongues, the power of God begin to flow. See, the power of God begin to bubble is right from inside of you. Remember what he said in the book of John. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When the river is flowing, See, people will be drinking from that river. People will be ministered to through that river. It will flow out of your innermost being to others. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me go back to Peter again. Are you still here with me? Praise the Lord. I'm back again to verse 4 of 2 Peter chapter 1. Say, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Don't forget that. Great and precious promises. That's to tell you how valuable the word of God is to him. The word of God will never, never, never fail. God is not the politician that he should lie. Hallelujah. Politician can promise you a lot of things. The moment they are voted into the office, you won't see their brake light. But God is not trying to get your vote. He created you. He wanted to be well with you. That is why he put the promises there. These promises will change your life. These promises will make you bold and have absolute trust towards your Heavenly Father. No matter where you will go through, you will not be afraid of evil. David said, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. I want us to look at some promises here. This is Isaiah. Okay, we mentioned 15 now already. Let's look at Isaiah 60, chapter 60, verse 1 to 3. Please put it up for us. Isaiah 60. Okay, see, arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You believe that? Arise and shine. Now, the more you pray in tongues, you begin to feed our glory. At times, I don't understand when I see some manifestation appear before me. Like I shared it with you. I don't want to go through that one again. Okay, where my sister passed. Let's look at another promise in the Bible. Okay, this is Isaiah 41. Please, Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. Is somebody still there? Okay, thank you. Fear thou not. This is God talking to you. He's promising you. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is verse 11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed. Say amen. Amen. And confounded. Say amen. Amen. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. It's not you that is saying, it's God. He's fighting a lot of battles for you. So you don't need to be afraid. Let them come one way, they will flee several ways. God has not changed. He has never lost any battle. He will not lose any. Hallelujah. Verse 13, please. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. Amen. See, this kind of promises, you can hold to them. No matter what is going through, what you are going through, let it be inside the plane. Let it be inside the wilderness. You are lost. You can't find your way out. You see, it can send an angel. You will think it's one of the neighbors. I will say, oh, you are trying to find your way. This is the way. After a while, you will see the man again. God loves you so much. Even if you are the only one on earth, he would have still come to die. That's to tell you how valuable you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, look at another promise again. This is 43, verse 2 and to 4. Isaiah 43, please. Somebody there? Okay, thank you. Where thou passest through the waters, I will be with you. To the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When thou walkest through the fire, fire, oh my goodness. Because God is a consuming fire. His fire, when the fire comes upon another fire, it will be water for you. Remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were dancing, praise the Lord, oh, single, single, inside the fire. That God has not changed. Why did God decide to do that? Because those people trusted God. Trust God with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. Your brain will always fail, but God will never fail. Hallelujah. The next verse, please. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Hallelujah. God has not changed. He's still the same. Let's read another promise. This is Isaiah 54, verse 10 through 17. Isaiah 54. Okay, thank you.
For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, to have mercy upon you. Let these promises refresh you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Chinese people cannot take over America. Hallelujah. 2015, they were just broadcasting it. They said they are going to take over America. It's impossible. God has risen up. God will show up mighty in this country. Revival will break forth. We'll see a lot of things happening. Hallelujah. There was something that happened during the former reign. Some of you heard about Charles Spurgeon. How many of you heard about that man? Okay. Let me give you a quick summary of the story I want to tell you. I was just like that woman too. There was a noble woman who was so wealthy. No children, no husband. But there was a faithful servant who was serving her. And she passed away. Do you know what she did? Before she passed away, she willed the wealth to that faithful servant, housemaid. And they gave the certificate to that housemaid. Meanwhile, she was living in a shanty town. Shanty. You know what is shanty? I believe you all know. A house made with cardboard. Or maybe corrugated iron sheets. That is where she was living. And she framed that thing and put it on the wall. She didn't know she was rich, just like us. I didn't know I'm so worthy. I'm still waiting. Oh God, do something. God said, you do something. And one day, Charles Spurgeon said to visit this lady, because we're a member of the church. When he came, he saw that certificate on the wall. He said, can you trust your pastor with this certificate? Let me look at it. I will come back. The authority, they've been looking for that certificate. And that woman had been living in a shanty town where rain will be falling, no plumbing, nothing. Poor. Whereas she was so worthy. Just like some of us. We are so worthy, we don't know we are worthy. Jesus Christ became poor. That through his poverty will be made rich. You are rich. Say amen. If you are owing, look for a good promise. Stand on that promise and start sowing seed. If you want to buy a car, look for a promise. Hold to that promise and start sowing seed. God will start moving for you. I learned that one from that man of God. You want me to mention the name? It's in Chicago. Who buy a shopping mall. Some of his message changed my life. I'm thinking differently now. Hallelujah. You see, some of the things we are believing God, some of us are hoping we are going to get it when we get to heaven. Right now, God wants to live a life of a believer. That life, not the life where we struggle, the life that God has ordained before the foundation of the world. Because God envisaged all these things and he put them for you. There are spare parts for your body in heaven. Do you believe that? Whatsoever organ you needed is there. Let me give you a testimony. It's not about myself. I'm sharing this testimony to tell you that you can do the same thing. Act on the word of God. I was in a rescue mission. Somebody came and said they were having heart trouble. Pray for me. I prayed for him. I didn't know that something happened. After some months, say, Pastor, they say I have 24-year-old man's heart. Heart is so good. This was someone who used to have bad heart. I will give you another testimony. Over there in Indiana, I went there to minister. Someone was taking care of all these children who have challenges and so on and so forth. Then I saw how
The first time I saw this lady, I thought she was a black lady or Native American. It was moving swiftly. I said, what is the matter? I seen her say, don't worry, she's a Russian. Then he said, you go and meet him. Let him pray for you. Don't let her hear that. The lady was angry because she saw a black man. Because a black man that gave her sexual disease. When she saw another black man, she was angry. But when they were able to advise her, she came. She was prayed for. Several months later, somebody called from Indiana. He said, you will not remember me. I was that lady you prayed for over there in Indiana. I went for checkup. I'm completely clean. Hallelujah. Now, if you go to the Bible, remember John. He went to the gate beautiful. A cripple who was 40 years old. If you check that testimony, they did not spend 9 VG praying for that man to start walking. They said, silver and gold I have not, but that I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. That was a prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me try and bring this to a close. Let's go to Mark 15. Are you still here? To Mark 16, I'm sorry. Mark 16. Verse 14 down. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them. Don't forget, mark that in your Bible. He said them. He didn't say apostles. These signs shall follow them that believe. Are you them? Yes, you are. I'm one of them. When I said I believe in these promises or these sayings, I didn't know I was called to the ministry. The signs will follow you. See what he says here. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. What name? Lord Jesus. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. That is by mistake. You are thirsty for water. You drink. You happen to drink something that was poisonous. That reminds me of a testimony. Over there in FA, our landlord's daughter drank some poison. She wanted to commit suicide. It was enough to kill her. Thank God my wife was in the house that day. That young girl was prayed for. She was healed. Hallelujah. Act on the word of God. Stop calling the pastor. You have the same Holy Spirit like the pastor, like the evangelist, like the prophet. The same Holy Ghost, that's what Jesus Christ used, is available to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 18. And they shall take up serpents if they drink any dirty thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. What did he say? Lay hands. He didn't even say pray. He said, just lay hands. He said, be healed in Jesus' name. He said, they will recover. He didn't say, you should wait there. Sorry now. He didn't say, you sit down there and be watching. They will recover. God said it. Don't put pressure on yourself. Put pressure on the word of God. Act on the word of God. The word of God will not fail. Man will fail, but God will not fail. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Let me try and stop here. Let me see something if I left out something. Amen. To God be the glory. This is what I want to refresh you with before we pray. It's a Deuteronomy. At times I say Deuteronomy. Chapter 11. The second law called Lamas. Chapter 11. Last time when I preached, I shared something with you there. I want us to see something here. See verse 21. Say, your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and the land which the Lord shall swear, the Lord swear unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. I want you to think about that. Days of heaven. There are no sick people in heaven. There are no poor people in heaven. They are rich. They are healthy. They are strong. They are vibrant. They are flourishing in life. Days of heaven on earth. God has given the Holy Spirit to bring days of heaven. Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God is bringing his fulfillment upon his people. It's available for those who can believe and receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, let's rehearse this one more time. See what verse 19 says. He shall teach them, your children. They say Sunday school will teach them. Sunday school is good. You in your house. Teach them. Because they are watching you. When you need to pray, your children are where you are teaching. If you are fighting with your wife, your children are watching, you are teaching. Hallelujah. You are forcing one another. And your children are looking at you. That is a good class. You are doing the right thing. You love one another. You are teaching them. Hallelujah. See what he says here? They shall teach them, your children, speaking of them. What is them? Speaking of the word of God, or in those days was called law. When thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou riseth up, speak the word of God. No, nowadays, it's easy for someone to complain. No, you bring back your back memory. Oh, Namibi this. Oh, Namibi this. No, you are giving room for the enemy to defeat you and beat you the more. Go back to word of God. Encourage yourself. Remember what I shared with you last time. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Look for a good promise and encourage yourself with it. Don't let the devil beat you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't forget to teach your children, no matter how young they are. I've heard testimonies of others. They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit at the age of 6. That Jeremiah is an adult now. He didn't marry until he was 30-something. He was a virgin, a white boy. I saw him over there in California. I know the prophecy he gave to me was right on. He said he was not born a prophet, but because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gifts started operating. Don't discourage your children. Teach them how to receive the Holy Spirit. It will help them in their school work. It will help them to relate with others. It will help them to be the champion in their class. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. So we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word will not come back to you void. Your world will prosper. The word you sent for today is already quickening them. Lord Jesus, you said through Paul, Romans 8:11, if the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies. Lord, quicken our body, O God, right from the crown of our head down to the soles of our feet. That resurrection power begin to flow all over in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for those who are hearing me through the internet. Touch their body. Heal them of their disease. Because you paid for everything. And you've rejected all those things already. Because all the laws that were against, ordinances that were against us, you nailed them on the tree. We have the redemption. We have the victory. We have the breakthrough. We have the success. We have divine health. That is your way for us. Like the days of heaven on earth. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, anyone going through struggle right now of one thing or the other, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against those spirits that are oppressing them. You spirits from here, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Disease, go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Abba Father. Those you've not received Jesus Christ, want to enjoy the Lord in fullness, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are my Savior. You came. You died in my place. Thank you for receiving me. Thank you for forgiving me my sins. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. And help me to live for you all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.